We will now have our prayer for Israel, American Alliance, Sally Askew from Trinity Assembly.
Thank you, Lord. Yom Tov, or good morning. When Jew and Gentile come together in one Messiah, we're referred to as one new man. And Gentiles have been grafted in through the olive tree, which is Israel. Today we come together as nations, Jew and Gentile, and one new man. This is prophetically fulfilling God's word. Baruch atah b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And as the Lord addressed the Pharisees, he told them that he would not come back again until they said, Baruch atah b'shem Adonai. And that's in Matthew 23:39, if you want to read it for yourself. So if you will, Father, we come to you one as one nation today in the name of the Lord. Your name, Adonai, to seek you. Yes. We seek your guidance, your strength, your protection, your correction, and your blessings upon the United States and Israel. Strengthen this bond between our nations so that it will never be broken nor destroyed. Let this alliance grow in power and prosper each day. In times of trouble, we run to you, and in times of trouble, we come to you. We know that you are there in our troubles, and we have troubles in our land and in the nation of Israel. But we are strong in you, Father. We are on your mind, and you watch over us. Yes. You protect us, and you keep us. Your hand is upon the United States and on Israel, and it shall never be slack over us. We shall never be lands divided among the enemies. As your word instructs us, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that there shall be peace within her walls and upon the Temple Mount. Yes. We pray that Jerusalem will remain sovereign to ensure Jerusalem's position over Israel, and that you send key partners to help stabilize the borders, and that you send key leaders such as President Trump and others to help stabilize its borders and those in the Middle East. We know that there shall be no true peace until Messiah comes again. Yes. So we set our eyes upon you, O Lord. You, on you and you only, for we are your watchmen on the walls. Thank you. Give us supernatural vision and wisdom to see and hear you and to catch your wind, the wind of the Spirit, and know how to pray.
Yes.
We come today in the name of the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, to pray for the alliance between our nation and Israel. We thank you that you have placed leaders in their positions so that your plans for your people and our world will be accomplished. No matter what the situations may seem, you have ordained them and us for such a time as this. Father, we pray that this alliance will be strengthened daily. We pray that the hidden things will be made known and all the traps and the snares will be exposed and, yes, and come to naught. Father, we pray that no attacks, verbal or physical, will harm us or Israel. And we pray that they will cease today. Thank you for this gathering, Father. Thank you that you have anointed us to pray for Israel and our country. Father, we thank you that you are taking the blinders off the blind so, yes, that they can see clearly what we as nations are to do to protect our people and our lands from the plans of the enemy. Let us also be attuned to what the Holy Spirit is imparting to us so that we hear correctly. Let us see and hear clearly your plans, your purpose, Father. Give us liberally the gift of discernment, yes, so that we do not miss it. We thank you that you have called each of us for this time and joined us together. And Father, thank you that you are touching each and every person here and across our nation this day. Let the gifts of the Spirit flow in and through us to be used for your purposes. And we thank you for our godly President, Donald Trump, and a godly Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. We thank you, Father, but please put a hedge of protection around them and around our borders and around their cabinets and all those who work on our behalf. We see the enemy's plan for invasion into Israel and into the U.S., and we ask that you position your angels round about our borders, and that every time an attempt is made, either inside or outside, it is stopped by them and by you, O Lord. Help both their countries to put in place the internal security measures necessary to keep our nation safe. Strengthen our leaders, nationally and locally. Yes. Give them understanding, wisdom, and insight into the reality of the life that we live today and into the factions that are in play. Let us see with spiritual eyes the plans of the enemy so that they are thwarted. Let our leaders see every wicked and evil spirit, whether in person or in apparition, that comes against the United States and Israel. Father, let the secret things be made known to our leaders, and let them be guided by your spirit and your plans in every decision that they make.
Yes.
I ask that you pour out your wisdom and strength liberally on our leaders in both countries so that they can do all that is necessary to strengthen us, to strengthen our people and our nation, and to protect us. And we thank you for this, and we ask you to continue to pour out your wisdom among all of us and all those across the nation praying this day, that we may be doers of the word and not just hearers. Raise up mighty warriors, Lord, that can stand with our nation and with Israel, who will do and go and do what you've called them to do, and will have more strength and boldness, relying on the Holy Spirit as their guide. And never again shall we allow the atrocities of the past to be those of the future. No, not on our watch. We won't, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're doing in and through us. We thank you for it. We thank you for the anointing and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And let each of us go our way and carry your glory with us. And let your praises be sung aloud in the nation. Father, I know that many of us may not see things the way you do, but I know that you are there, that you are watching us, you are growing us in spirit and in mind. You are the one and only living God, and you are now, always have been, and always will be, and there is none but you. We are here to declare that this day, that you are our Savior and Lord. Let us come together as beacons of hope to the world, and let all our lives be living examples of your love, mercy, grace, and salvation. And we will give you all the glory and all the praise all of our days. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
You're listening to the 2019 Day of Prayer from the Putnam County Courthouse on News Talk 94.1.
Thank you, Sally. We will now have prayer for our elected officials and branches of government, our nation, our state, and our community. Steve Thornton, pastor, Caney Fork Baptist.
Let us pray. Ms. Evans, did you want to come on up then? Why don't you come on up first, Ms. Evans? Come.
Thank you. I'm just going to say good morning or afternoon. I don't know what we decided. It's afternoon now. Certainly, I'm still on Knoxville Eastern time, so it feels like afternoon to me. I attended a beautiful worship service, prayer service this morning in Blount County. Sunrise service. God gets up real early over there in the Smoky Mountains. But it was so beautiful watching the sunrise and coming together. But this has been a truly, truly beautiful service too. And I won't go and tell them that they even have a band complete with a trumpet. That was really beautiful. I enjoyed that a lot. Just a quick thank you. I work for Senator Blackburn, who is a woman of faith and strong faith. And she is, we were delighted to receive the invitation to attend. She, of course, is in D.C. and couldn't make it, but we hope to be invited again. This is wonderful. And I'll end with this one quick note. I love Cookeville. I worked in Nashville for the senator's campaign, but I covered all of East Tennessee. I made this trip. I don't know if you know that Cookeville's the halfway point between Knoxville and Nashville. I made that trip at least 36 times. 36 times the good Lord kept me safe there and back. And 35 times I stopped right here in Cookeville at that Chick-fil-A and ate. One time was a Sunday, so I didn't make it there. But Cookeville's very special to me. I was happy to see one familiar face, and I hope to have many, many more. So thank you again for having us.
Thank you, Ms. Ivins, for taking the time to be here with us today. Very thankful for that, okay? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this day, the one who can measure the universe with the span of his hand, the one who can also take the water that's up on this great planet and be able just to place it around him in a very simple way. Father, we're so thankful that we can come before you this day to pray on behalf of our nation. And first of all, we just come before you through your blessed Son, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Israel's Messiah, the soon coming King that we shall see one glorious day. But Father, we know that we are so thankful also for the fact that he is the shepherd of our souls, the one that can walk with us through life's journey, the one upon whom we can depend, the one upon whom we can rest. And here this day, Father, we just come before you as individuals on behalf of our nation. And Father, as we come, we want to begin by just simply praying for our president. We pray for President Trump today. And Father, we just uplift him before you and pray that you'll give him divine wisdom from on high. Father, in a way, Father, that we need it ourselves as a nation. And Father, also we pray for Vice President Pence. We pray for him. And Father, I just pray that you'll continue to use him as a great advisor to our president and to our nation. Father, we also this day, we just pause at this moment and we pray for both houses on a national level. And just pray, Father, that you will work in the hearts and the lives of those who serve our nation. And Father, we also today, we pause for a moment and we also pray for our Supreme Court of the United States. Father, they make major decisions that affect our everyday lives, that affect us in such ways, Father, that it may be a personal touch, but yet it may be one that's a relational touch to those in whom we come in contact with. But Father, this day we pray for the Supreme Court of the United States, that they'll look for divine leadership from heaven to make decisions, Father, that'll be best for our nation. And Father, we also begin to think about something that's more personal right here close to us, and that's our state. And Father, we just want you to know we pray for our new governor. Father, I am so thankful that you have gifted Tennessee with a godly man. And Father, I just pray for your leadership in his own personal life, and as he helps to lead this state, may he make decisions in relationship to those things that will help the state of Tennessee. And Father, we pray for our legislators as well on the state level and now on the local level as well. Father, may you just speak to them, lead them, and guide them in a very special way. Father, I just want to take a moment to also thank you that even those who serve here on a local level in Putnam County and here in Cookeville, that we have some good people in places of leadership. And Father, I just pray that you'll just continue to lead them in ways that will honor you and that will help our community. Father, we just thank you for your ever-abiding presence, just knowing that you're always there if we will turn to you for leadership. Father, continue to bless our community, and we just give you thanks that you're always with us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Steve. Now for prayer for families and marriages, Carol Netherton, First United Methodist Church.
Before I pray, I would ask that you place a marriage on your heart. It doesn't have to be yours. It can be someone else's. And that you place a family on your heart. And let us be in prayer for them as I pray. May we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, fill us with your presence today. As Christians all across this nation, Lord, are gathering today and praying in your name. They're praying for our safety and our protection over all of us. Father, they're praying for President Trump and his leaders, our leaders. They're praying for one another. Let us do that too. Father God, I pray that your name is exalted in all places today.
Yes.
That all that we speak and do may glorify you. Create in us a pure heart.
Yes.
To love one another.
Yes.
Just like you have loved us, Lord.
Yes.
That you require of us. Father, I pray for marriages, that all husbands and wives have you, loving God, at the very core of their marriages. That these Christ-filled marriages will not only be a witness for you, but will be an inspiration to others, that they may seek you at the center of their marriages. Father, where there's trouble or discontent in a marriage, I pray that these couples will feel your mighty presence through our prayers, that they will seek you for complete healing.
Yes.
And restoration in their marriages. Father, I lift up families to you, not just our own personal family, but our church families.
Yes.
Our work families, and our friends who are like our family. Lead us and guide us in your ways. Father, I'm praying for an anointing to come.
Yes.
Over all those families that don't know you, that through this anointing, they will come to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that through this anointing, a personal relationship with you will develop. Father, for the families that may be missing a parent, possibly both parents, or even a child, Lord, I pray that they know that you are ever present and that all they have to do is call upon your name and you are there. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. May they feel your presence.
Yes.
Father God, pour out your love over all of us. Come, let us feel your presence.
Yes.
For the families, Lord, my earnest prayer is that all families, and I mean all families across this nation, will one day know the true love of God.
Yes.
That parents will be praying for their children and their families. Yes, God, that all parents will be praying with their children and their families. That they'll be sharing your gospel, that all of them will desire a deeper walk with you. Come, Lord Jesus, hear my prayer. I pray for a revival here in Putnam County.
Yes.
And a revival all across our nation. That as we love one another, we will all seek to be more like you in all that we do. That others will see Jesus in us. God, I pray all of these things in your mighty name, thanking you most of all for your loving son, Jesus. Amen.
Carol Netherton from First United Methodist Church is our coverage of
Putnam
County's Day of Prayer.
Prayer for our churches and our pastors. Chris Warren, Trinity Assembly.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you this great day to thank you so much that you are a God that is approachable. And so, Father, we come boldly to the throne room of grace to give you thanks that we are welcomed in. I pray for our pastors today, Father. I'm grateful to you, Lord, for everything that they do. I know that sometimes they may seem underappreciated, Father, but we appreciate everything that they do, that they have honored the calling that you have placed upon their lives by surrendering to your will. Father, I know that sometimes they get discouraged, but I pray that you would show them the fruit of their labors, that they may be encouraged, that they would be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, that they would not look to the right nor to the left, but their gaze would be steadfastly fixed upon you. I'm asking you, Father, to give them vision, that they may know your will, that you would give them wisdom to fulfill your will. And Father, I pray that you would surround them with glory, that you would keep them safe, that you would protect them and their families, Father. And I pray that they would prosper body, soul, and spirit. And I give you the thanks for that. Father, I pray for our churches. Father, I pray that we would come together in the unity of the faith. I pray that you would break down denominational walls and barriers, that we may all work together for the self-same purpose, which is to fulfill in building your kingdom. Yeah. I'm asking you, Father, for your light to shine upon us, Lord, that we may reflect your light in the midst of a dark and a crooked and a perverse generation. I pray, Father, that we would become life speakers. Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones, when he prophesied and spoke life, I pray that you would use us in like manner to speak life into the lives of people around us, that you may raise up an exceeding and a great army, that we may go into the highways and byways and preach this glorious gospel everywhere. Yeah. And I pray that signs and wonders would follow us. Father, I pray that you would fill your house with glory, that your word may be accomplished, which says that the glory of your latter house shall be greater than the former. And I give you the thanks for it. I give you praise, Father, that you are raising us up to accomplish your plans and purposes in these last times. And Father, I pray that your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and know your mighty will, O God. And I pray that you would empower us to go and do what you have called us to do, that your spirit would be loosed upon us, Lord, and loosed in this land. And I give you the thanks and the praise for it. I ask you, Father, to pour upon us the latter rain, that we may bring forth fruit that's worthy of repentance. And I pray, Father, that your glory would fill this land. And we give you the praise and the thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Chris Warren from Trinity Assembly.